We're going to go out back.
All the players are here.
All right, guys. Of course, I know what. Finish up with Act 3.
It's a Tuesday night, and the 8-member cast and crew of Murder Mayhem Mystery Dinner Theater meet for rehearsal at their new venue, Tony's New York-style Italian deli. It's on 22nd, right near Wilmot. The restaurant itself is tiny, but out back there's an enclosed patio. It has long tables covered with checkered tablecloths and a front area that serves as a stage. This is the setting for Murder Mayhem's new show, which is called
Forget About It.
That's Sheldon Metz. He is the co-founder of Murder Mayhem, and he's also directing this production.
Forget About It is about the Don, Godfather, that is looking to retire, and he's going to name his successor. The Don has called everybody here for this wonderful meal at Tony's New York Deli, and there's infighting among the family, and who's going to take his place.
Now enough small talk, let's get down to business. Don Leone is here tonight to announce he's retiring as chairman of Don Leone Import-Export.
Don Leone.
No, it's Don Leone.
So somebody gets murdered, and the audience has to vote on who they believe committed the murders. And if they do, they win a fabulous prize. We also have a costume contest. We encourage people to come in gangster and mall costumes, and we actually have prizes for that also.
Metz has a Hollywood background. He did makeup and set design, including working on The Godfather 2. He refers to James Caan as Jimmy. But his real love has always been theater. He's directed more than 160 plays and won 20 directing awards.
In the hierarchy of dramatic art forms, where would you say Murder Mystery Dinner Theater lies?
Just above hee-haw. It's hokey, it's fun, it can be a little bit bawdy. And as many of you can think of double entendres, I know you can.
My reputation precedes me.
It could be so old that people groan. It's full of puns.
Hey, how about you, dollface? Oh, hey, you're pretty nice looking there. Hey, you got any Sicilian in ya? Would you like a little?
According to Metz, part of the fun of Murder Mystery Dinner Theater is exaggerating stereotypes.
It's done in good fun. It's tongue-in-cheek. And it's a lot easier to take than Goodfellas.
Metz isn't Italian, but Tony's New York-style Italian deli owner, Mark Paolini, is. He says he isn't bothered by the stereotyping of Italians as mobsters.
I was a fan of The Sopranos.
What have you ever had, to your knowledge, a mobster here in your restaurant?
Yes. We used to serve the Bananos.
The infamous Sicilian crime boss, Joseph Bonanno, retired to Tucson in the 1960s and died here in 2002.
That at this point in his life, he was trying to get away from all that, you know. So.
Shut your traps and listen to me. I don't want no problem with any of you folks here tonight.
Murder Mayhem's other co-founder is John Vornholt. He wrote the script for Forget About It, and he also plays mob enforcer Vinny Fat Ears Padrone. He actually spent most of his career writing science fiction.
I wrote some 65, 70 novels, so I'm probably best known for my 30-something Star Trek novels.
He also has a Hollywood background and wrote for screen and television and even did radio dramas.
Where you're writing a novel, you have to have verisimilitude. You have to use the words that make people believe it, even though it may be totally absurd. If you want to have 400 spaceships and 200 planets blowing up, well, go ahead, as long as you can convince somebody that's what's happening.
Vornholt says writing for Murder Mystery Dinner Theater is a lot of fun. The audiences tend to suspend their disbelief more readily than someone reading a novel. And that means the pressure is off to make the story perfectly logical.
Even though they may go home and say, you know, that mystery made no sense whatsoever. That murderer couldn't have done it. You know, 3 days later, they're thinking that that's okay. As long as they laughed and had a good time, I'm okay.
When he writes a novel, Vornholt is essentially telling a story to one person at a time. Writing for the stage challenges him to tell a story to diverse audience members. In other words, he's got to find the right words, the right timing and the right action to keep each person engaged. He says it keeps him on his toes.
One reason why I like comedy because you get instant feedback. You say something funny, they laugh. You say something funny, they don't laugh. That's also instant feedback.
Vornhold provides the Murder Mayhem cast with a script, but he knows they're going to end up improvising at least half the show. The actors are expected to banter with the audience and come up with their own funny lines right on the spot.
It is an extreme sport. You can say, I've written this great play, and the director has done a wonderful job, but you never really know what's going to happen out there, because once the actors go out there, they're on their own. You've got to go with whatever is happening out there.
I can play with a member of the audience on the Gigolos or Us line?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys can all do that.
No, okay? You can't. It's my line.
Vornhold and Sheldon Metz say the audience is what makes Mystery Dinner Theater high energy and unpredictable. A lot of the success of Murder Mystery Dinner Theater depends on how funny the audience is and how willing they are to play along. In Forget About It, the audience is going to be the extended crime family.
The most important thing in theater is the audience.
Monty Ralston is a professor in the School of Theater, Film, and Television at the University of Arizona.
The audience gives the actors the responses, and that makes the timing and everything in theater in the moment.
Ralston actually earned his equity card working in dinner theater in Darien, Connecticut, playing alongside Christopher Reeve and Scott Bakula.
As a connoisseur of theater, I think it has its place because everybody doesn't want to go to Shakespeare. Everyone doesn't want to go to musicals. They want to go and have a good time. And I think Mystery Dinner Theater gives them that outlet. The magic of theater can be found anywhere, I think. I don't think theater should be contained. Theater is for people. You know, from the very beginning of the Greeks to now, people want to escape. And I think whatever venue you want to go there and escape.
From Vornhold and Metz's perspective, there's one more perk of producing dinner theater. The audience isn't likely to get up and leave before the end of the show because there's more food coming. I'm Laura Markowitz for Arizona Spotlight.